Track 11, page 24. The new normal. Taking health consultations virtual is keeping patients safer and saving everyone money and time. But it can also bring extra stress, especially for people with sight loss. The Macular Society brings patients and professionals together to make sure that these digital solutions work for everyone. Advice for patients. Before the pandemic, we would never have thought you could run a low vision clinic over the phone, says Moira McClure, a specialist optometrist based in the Belfast Trust. But we had to do something. The NHS Low Vision Service still can't see as many patients in person as before, but has had surprising success running low vision consultations over the phone. Moira gives a few examples. We talk through people's concerns and send out magnifiers, glare protectors, and information leaflets through the post. We also take time to talk through the emotional aspects and find out whether the person has been having visual hallucinations. Having a consultation from home has brought other advantages too. Some people really open up more over the phone and are more likely to consider telephone counselling if they're struggling. And it can be easier to tell whether something's working if you're in a familiar environment, not stressed about being somewhere new or how you're getting home. The important thing for low vision care is to treat each patient as an individual and address the concerns they have. Moira explains, everyone is different. Some are most worried about being able to cook like they used to. But for others, it's watching TV, reading their newspaper, or using the phone. Although low vision services vary across the UK, there's a supportive network of specialists and charities, including the Macular Society, working to find the right solution for each person. Moira's consultation tips. Before your appointment, think about the practical problems you'd like to solve. What tasks are you finding most difficult? Or do you most miss doing for yourself? The more information we have about your eyesight, the more specific we can be with our help. If you haven't had your eyes tested recently or don't know your level of sight on the letter chart, think about the size of print you're able to read. Even if we can't help directly with something, we can recommend other services like telephone counselling or the local sensory support team. So, if that's something you want to know more about, ask us. Advice for professionals. The Northern Health and Social Care, HSC Trust, asked different groups, including local Macular Society support groups, about the benefits and pitfalls of telephone or video consultations. Senior Regional Manager Karen Toogood explains, members who had had virtual consultations were pleased to avoid going into hospital if they didn't have to, especially during the height of coronavirus. And others were relieved not to have to worry about getting public transport to a physical appointment. But members were also worried about taking in all the information they were given without another person present, especially if it was bad news. And there were practical considerations too. One member recalled being unable to tell their consultant their weight as they couldn't see to read the scales. From their discussion, the group put together this list of recommendations for the HSC Trust. Help people prepare for a virtual consultation by sending accessible information beforehand about who will call, how long it will last, and any information they will need to have ready. Invite patients to think about whether they'd like someone to be with them during the call. Speak clearly and encourage patients to take time to ask and answer any questions. Your support is keeping groups like these running and ensuring that the voices of people with macular disease are heard where it matters. Whatever changes lie ahead, we will navigate them together. and together we will beat macular disease. CD 1 ends here. To listen to the second half of this autumn 2021 SideView magazine, please remove this CD and replace it with CD 2.